Want access to search and listen to the entire webmasterradio.fm archive of over 1,500 podcasts commercial-free? Just become a webmasterradio.fm elite member for less than 99 cents a day. Otherwise, the last 60 days of content are on the house. Webmasterradio.fm. We're everywhere.
When it comes to finding the right customers with the right keywords, all you have to remember is ABC Search. ABC Search is the world's largest privately held pay-per-click network, giving advertisers the best pay-per-click traffic with over 6 billion searches a month and industry-leading protection using ClickShield. Their patent-pending fraud identification software, you can trust ABC Search to deliver the best possible traffic. When thinking about PPC and publisher solutions, all you need to remember is ABC Search. Quality partners, quality search. ABCSearch.com.
Feeling better, looking better, making life better. It's Life Tips. We'll explore the latest innovations, introduce you to the latest products, and bring you the tips from experts and environmental pioneers to help you lead a better life. Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. Welcome your hosts, Byron White and Amanda Smith.
Hey everybody, welcome back this week. I am all by my lonesome while Byron's on vacation, so I'll be doing the show all by myself. Luckily, I am joined by a great guest this week, Susan Colwell, who is visiting us from My Green Cottage. She's a CEO and president, and you know, I love talking to women who have started their own businesses and are doing wildly successful. So I'm very excited to talk to her about all her cool, new, innovative green ideas. And we're going to go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Susan. So we'll be right back.
Life Tips will be right back after this short break.
Friend Finder. The world's largest online dating network.
Featuring over 100 million profiles
at hot sites such as Passion.com and FastCupid.com. Represents enormous profit-making opportunities for webmasters just like you. With Friend Finder's ability to geo-target and provide billing solutions in most languages and currencies, you are sure to find our comprehensive network to be a good friend
to your wallet. Get more traffic-maximizing details now at friendfinder.com.
Need help improving your PPC campaigns? Tired of spending all your time swamped with spreadsheets and manual updates? Turn to Adapt SEM software to optimize your campaigns and to reach your goals. Adapt SEM is one of the most affordable and reliable tools on the market for improving PPC campaigns. Adapt SEM not only optimizes your bids, but also gives you keyword suggestions, competitive research, and helps to test ads, all in one place at flat rate pricing and no long-term commitments. Learn how Adapt SEM can help manage your PPC campaigns better. Check out our free webinar at adapt.com/webmasterradio. Sign up now for a free personal tour. adapt.com/webmasterradio.
And now back to Life Tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, and wiser. Here are your hosts.
Hey, everybody. We're back, and we are back with us. Joining us this week is Susan Colwell, who's here from My Green Cottage. Clearly, we are having Ladies' Day on Life Tips because Byron is out of town on vacay. Lucky guy. But I'm doing the show all by my lonesome, and luckily, we have Susan Colwell. Susan, are you with us?
I am, Amanda. Thank you so much. This is really
Absolutely.
Fun.
Absolutely. We are so happy to have you. Well, we. I say we. I am so happy to have you on this week. I'm used to having Byron with me, but I hope I will suffice. So Susan Colwell is the president and CEO of My Green Cottage. Now, Susan, I've been doing research on this. This is a very cool concept. Tell our listeners a little bit more about this.
Absolutely. Well, My Green Cottage is really focused on being the friendly green building company. We're not trying to ask people to go to extremes to be green. We're asking everyday people to make minor changes that really add up in the end. So I think, in a nutshell, that's what My Green Cottage is all about. Small changes that make a great big impact on the environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, I feel like that's such a major selling point on everything green these days, is that people don't have to make major changes to their lifestyles. You can incorporate little things, right?
Absolutely. I think initially, people get a little freaked out by, you know, the thought of it. It's a big concept, and they can't quite wrap their arms around it. And we have the consultants at My Green Cottage, we call them Healthy Home Consultants, and they're really just there to take people by the hand and go, you want to know something? You really don't have to go for, crazy nutso stuff to make your home green. Make these little changes. Make your house more energy efficient as a start. And then just do very common sense, practical things along the way in building a new home, again, that are going to make that big difference. So it's not as big and scary as people think. I mean, we start out with, we have three different lines of homes that we offer. We have a certain built line of homes that is Energy Star compliant. And I know that you're familiar with Energy Star, and I'm sure that most of your listeners are familiar with Energy Star. But Energy Star says, let's pick the low-hanging fruit. Let's do some little changes that make a home 15% more energy efficient. And the really exciting thing about the Energy Star program is that people who have signed up for the Energy Star Challenge, and they've taken that, and they started this in 2005, those people today are responsible for keeping over 3 billion pounds of CO2 out of the air. And that's very exciting. That's everyday people making very small changes. And we're talking about weather stripping, and we're talking about just reducing the energy consumption of their homes by 15%. Pretty cool.
Now, take me from start to finish. Are you going into homes that are already there, or are you guys building a brand new green home start to finish?
That's a great question. We actually do both. With the new homes, and I just described our Certain Built series that's Energy Star compliant, but we also have two other series. Second one under our new home construction is called Energy King, and those homes are up to 50% more energy efficient than a typical site-built home. And then our third line is called Performa, and that's the line of homes that we sell in disaster-prone areas, areas that have high winds or high fire zone areas. California is a perfect example, or Louisiana, or any homes that would be built along the coast. And that's our new homes line. And it's not even good, better, best. It really depends on what the homeowner is after as to what line we would talk about with them. For example, if they want to make their home up to 50% more energy efficient than a typical home, we'd put them right into that middle series. If they really just wanted to make some small changes to a typical site-built home to make it, you know, Energy Star compliant and save that 15%, which, as we talked about earlier, makes a huge difference when enough people do it, that's great too, and it's really affordable. When we're talking about renovations, we're talking about making very affordable changes inside a home. For example, we'll go in and we'll do an energy makeover in a home where we'll take a look at what's there. We want to renew, reuse, and recycle as much as possible. So if the homeowner has windows that are okay, you know, the first place we go is weather stripping or putting in storm windows. We don't automatically rip out those windows and replace them. We'll go in and we'll take a look at the toilets. A dual flush toilet for the average family of four, just by installing that, can save up to 6,000 gallons of water a year. See, really small changes. I know. It's really incredible. Once you delve into it and you strip away all the scary layers of, oh my gosh, what am I going to have to do? It's really small stuff that makes a huge difference. And the rest of it under renovation is just common sense approaches. You know, we use no VOC paints, and VOC stands for volatile organic compounds. And those are the agents in paints that you smell when you walk into a room, and you know, and that's just been painted, and it knocks you out. It's you can smell it. A no VOC paint, you can't smell that because they're not there. Those chemicals in that paint are not there, and therefore it's healthier for you and your family. So we're really not talking about major changes.
So now you can work with any budget. If someone calls and says, you know, I've got a couple thousand dollars sitting around, I want to make my home a little bit more green, they can call you for those renovations. And if they've got a big budget, they can call you and say, build me a whole greenhouse.
Yes, and the smaller budgets we can work with to come in and just give them some tips on how that they can make changes for themselves under a consulting type arrangement where we just walk in and go, you know, here, change these toilets, put some storm windows, do some weather stripping, let's do this. And when we get involved in doing the work, it typically is for the larger projects where we'll send people in and do the work. But yeah, any budget we can accommodate. So someone would not have to be afraid that their job is too small for us.
Now, here's an interesting off-green topic, but I mean, the country's going through a major housing slump right now. Is that affecting business at all?
You know, that's a great question, and we've certainly felt, I think, the slump at My Green Cottage. We feel, I think, the fear of homeowners and wanting to make sure that they're making the right choices. And for us, what that has meant is that people who were previously signed up for us to build a home have gone through with that because they realize that it's the smartest way to build, they're going to save money in the long run, and that the lower cost of ownership really is going to make financial sense for them. But as far as new calls coming in, that slowed down just a little bit, but not as much as I hear my other friends who build conventional homes say that their phone calls and their new business has almost dropped off entirely. And I think for the green building world, it's such a strong statement to say that not only are we surviving, but we're thriving in the green home building market, because when you show people the affordability of a green home and they see the low cost of ownership and they see all the benefits that they're going to get, it really does, the light bulb goes off and you can see it in people's faces and they go, you know what, this is a good time to do this. I'm going to go ahead and do this because right now, is the best time to build. When you're looking at a building in a down market like this, you know, we've seen the price of products dip dramatically. I've seen lumber go down. We're doing infrastructure in areas right now, and we're paying less than we did a year ago. So it's a really exciting time for people to just jump on and bite the bullet, push aside the fear, because when you combine the lower cost of things right now while we're in this current economy, and you combine it with the low cost of ownership that you're going to be experiencing for the lifetime of the home, it makes perfect sense. And I think once people come to us and they see that, I think that's what's keeping us, as I said, not only surviving but thriving in this down market.
Well, it's certainly a great investment. I mean, not only can you save money on little changes, you know, energy savings, just like, you know, using Energy Star to see a difference in your energy bill, but if you really do have the money to invest in a whole greenhouse, you can save a lot of money in the long run.
That's right. And you know, one of the things that I'd really like to point out, too, is that so many people think that a green home has to have alternative energy. It really doesn't. You don't have to go to, and this is what I call going to extremes. You know, a lot of people go, well, in order for it to be a green home, we've got to have active solar panels, and we've got to have geothermal, and we've got to have wind power. You don't. That's the great news. You don't have to. We treat those things as layers. We address the main function of the house, and we reduce its consumption first before we even think about adding any of those other things. And the only time that we ever add active solar, geothermal, or wind power is when it's going to make financial sense for the homeowner to do it. There are some places in California it makes great sense to go ahead and install active solar panels, but there are other parts of the country that don't have great rebates or the cost of energy or electricity is still low enough to the point where it just doesn't make financial sense. And we go through all of that with our homeowners. We show them what they will spend and if they're going to get a return on investment immediately. We're not talking about long payback cycles. I will really coach someone through this and go, you know what? The day that we flip the switch, if you put in solar panels, it would be like somebody coming to you every month and handing you a check for $50. And in other parts of the country, it'd be like, the moment we flip the switch on solar panels, you'd probably end up paying an extra $100 a month to have those solar panels. And I let the client make the decision on that. Some people really want to make a difference, and they'll pay the $100. other people can't afford it, and they really need for the alternative energy to pay them from day one and not have to wait a really long time to get something to pay them back. And we have those conversations, and we show people those numbers and let them make the decisions.
So, you know, I understand there are great tax breaks. Like, recently my mom installed solar panels on her house for her water heater, which she got great tax breaks from the city for doing that. But in terms of durability, I'm not familiar with green materials used in building. How durable are these materials? Like, do you guys have any problems with dry rot or anything like that? I mean, how are they going to stand up to a hurricane?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great question. Eco-friendly materials and environmentally friendly products and sustainability, a very big factor of that is durability. So when we're choosing products, durability is at top of mind because, and this gets into, I might get myself into a little bit of trouble, but we live in a very disposable culture right now where, you know, things are designed to break so that you have to buy it again. And the green movement is so wonderful and lovely for me to see as a builder because it revolves around how long will this product last, and the longer the better, and when its lifespan is over, how do we dispose of it responsibly? So as far as durability, whenever you're going with an eco-friendly product, you are going to get greater durability, and you can be assured that the life cycle of that product is going to be better perhaps than another product that you're looking at. So that's a really great thing for your mom to consider. The durability is there because it has to be incorporated into the sustainability aspect.
Now, not to switch gears on you, but recently you attained some celebrity status when My Green Cottage was on NBC's House Smarts. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And you're also doing a lot of work right now with Ed Begley Jr., who he's one of my personal green heroes. How wacky and how into it he is. I can't get enough of him. So what's going on with some of those updates?
Oh, fun. Well, thank you for calling my appearance celebrity status. That's very gracious of you, but we really leave the celebrity stuff to Ed, and he's one of my favorites too. So thank you for asking about him. He's wonderful, what Ed and I have really enjoyed doing as a team is going out and doing interviews like your show and the one that we did for House Smarts. And upcoming, in fact, he and I are going to be doing a couple of appearances together along with our eco-designer. And really, we actually have two celebrities in our company. We have our eco-designer, Michael Frotz, and he does a couple of shows, My Green Renovation and My Green Dream Home. And Ed, of course, has his show, Living with Ed. So we get a lot of exposure around here from those two things, and Ed and I are doing, and Michael Frotz, are going to the Autumn Glory Festival in Deep Creek, Maryland, coming up October 8th through the 12th, and we'll have an open house where we'll have people meeting Ed and touring one of our show homes there. So it's really keeping us busy, and you're right, that House Smarts episode just really kind of launched us into the stratosphere of doing interviews and fun promotions and stuff like that. And the great news about Ed is that he really enjoys it, and he loves meeting people. So you'll have to come to the Autumn Glory Festival and meet Ed. Will you promise?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm so there. I'm dying to meet him. He really is a personal hero.
Yeah, he will love to meet you, and he lives this stuff, and he walks the walk and he talks the talk, and there is not a fake bone in his body, and there is a very avid desire to just teach everyone. In fact, we met Ed at a West Coast Green in San Francisco, and for anyone who doesn't know, it's a fantastic trade show for green building, and you really need to go in it. They show you all the latest green building products, and it's a wonderful event. And Ed came by our booth, and I had the good fortune of renting a 42-inch plasma screen TV. Not very green, but I figured it would attract attention. And it attracted the attention of Ed Begley Jr. And he watched it for a few minutes, and he said, "Affordable, huh?" I was like, "Yes, of course." I knew who he was immediately. And I was like, "Yes, that's our mission. We want to make green homes affordable." "I like this idea," he says. And that started our relationship. And then not too long after, I got a call, he said, I like this concept of yours, and let's talk about how we can promote this together. And here we are.